You've heard how films have the power to inspire people, but what about the attractions based off of them? Maya Williams shares her experience with one particular ride inspired by a Steven Spielberg classic.
That sound familiar at all? That's the Flying theme by legendary film composer John Williams. You may recognize these swelling crescendos from the triumphant ending to Steven Spielberg's 1987 blockbuster hit E.T. I was 3 when I first saw the film, and it was terrifying. When I was 8 years old, my family took a trip to Universal Studios Hollywood. We were a long way from our hometown of North Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was blown away by the magnitude of the studio lot. We took a backlot tour on this humongous tram and saw the sets of Jaws, Backdraft, Jurassic Park, and King Kong.
Because we are entering the backlot, where the world is literally just around the corner.
Near the end of the tour was the E.T. attraction. At this point in my life, I'm still horrified by the tiny alien. So I thought. As the tram slowly approaches a huge sound stage, I brace myself, clutching onto my mom's hand. Once we enter, we're asked to fill out name cards and pass them off to a theme park attendant. Then we're led through a miraculous forest, like the one in the movie, where Elliot takes E.T. to try and find him a way home. Inside, it's dark, but there are stars and trees, and we tread on green mulch as the soundtrack to the movie fills the speakers. Finally, we're led to a set of silver bicycles suspended from the ceiling and instructed to hop on and strap in. Almost instantaneously, we're bounded up and flying above the forest set and over a cityscape, then into outer space to E.T.'s home planet. I am in awe. It's as if we're living the movie. There's miraculous creatures everywhere, aliens on lily pads, and stars and clouds, and finally we come to an abrupt halt, and we sort of start to creep out, and I know the ride is coming to an end, and I've just had the most thrilling experience of my life, and then there is E.T., that scary little alien. The one that horrified me and made me hate this film, but I've just been amazed by his world, and as we each pass by, he says goodbye to us one by one. Goodbye, Maya, he says. He says my name. Later, I realize it's because we filled out the name cards and we gave them to the theme park attendant, and it was a little machine animatronic alien who remembered our names. But he said my name, and in that moment, we had a connection, and I fell in love with E.T. That's how I fell in love with movies.